thank you so much for joining us today. I want to have this open discussion about what to do when somebody copies off you. So I had a DM off a lady a couple of weeks ago on Instagram, and she said to me, I've noticed that this person's copying off your content. And she forwarded it to me and said, it's pretty much the same as what yours is. Every post was, I want to say, very similar. She changed the odd word here and there, but you could tell that she was obviously following along with my content and pretty much copying, if you like. So one of the things that I did is I just approached it head on. And this is exactly what I would do. I sent a message to the lady, and I always give people the benefit of the doubt. Don't ever just assume that people are being vindictive when they do this. I always choose to believe that it's not intentional. If somebody can see that somebody's having major success online, they're like, you know what, I'm just going to like mirror what they're doing, or I'm just going to use them as guidance, if you like. But sometimes people can unintentionally copy. And this is how it actually turned out with this lady. And she did apologize. But anyway, this is how I would deal with it. And I've had this happen so many times before. And this is how I always deal with it. And 9 times out of 10, it is unintentional. So I got in touch with her and I was very honest. I just basically said what had happened. So somebody's brought it to my attention and has sent me some screenshots of some of the content that you've recently shared. And it very much matches my content. And I'm just wondering if you're aware that you may be looking at my content too much and have mimicked it, basically. So I waited for a response and she got back to me and she basically admitted it and said, yes, I do follow you closely. I love what it is that you're doing. I love what you're putting out there and everything. And I always thought that if it was working for you, it's going to work for me. And I said to her, okay, well, how is that even going for you? And she said, it's not. And this is the whole thing. What works for one person doesn't work for another, because she's basically looking at my content and copying. Obviously, I've told her not to do that anymore. Please stop copying. Please change the post. Please do your own content for your own sake as well. Don't just copy off somebody else because you think that, oh, well, if they're having success, then I'm going to have success with that piece of content. This is not the case at all. Everyone's audiences are slightly different. Everyone's personalities are different. People could tell that that wasn't her personality either. It's mine. Nobody can copy off your personality. Nobody can copy off your stories, which is why storytelling content is so important. Not only do stories connect with people on such a deep level, but it also differentiates you from a lot of other people in your space who are sharing the same self-care isn't selfish posts or whatever. So storytelling content goes really deep on certain topics. It also lets people know that you understand. And it also gets this understanding across to people a lot better as well. So storytelling content can be quite complex to know the exact steps to put in to your story. But not only that, the different types of stories that you can use. There's a multiple ways of telling stories online. And I think that a lot of people just get stuck on, oh, I'm just going to share the origin story. I'm just going to share how I started my business. I'm just going to share whatever. That's not the only type of storytelling content that's going to really hit home for your audience. And I'm going deep, really deep into how to tell stories, how to hit all of the different storytelling types for your audience. If you're an online service business owner, this is perfect for you. I'm going deep onto all of these different things inside of the Casa Academy in April. We are having a huge focus on storytelling content so that you can absolutely nail it and get lots and lots more sales and connections with your dream clients who are there ready, card in hand, willing to pay you for your services. No longer will you be ghosted. No longer will you be known as the nice girl next door who shares all of the hints and the tips. No. When you can really craft your stories in a way that gets people invested with their attention, then people will also invest their money with you as well. And this is why I'm going deep on this huge, amazing, profitable subject in April inside of the Casa Academy. So come and join us. The link is in the show notes below. Come and get on in. Come and catch up as well on the March Sell Every Day Challenge. Those challenge prompts will be there for you to access within the next few weeks from now, for you to come in and think, you know what, I'm starting this right now, and it might be the end of March when you're listening to this, or it could even be April, whatever. And you can still go back and you can still go into the March Sell Every Day Challenge and still action on all of those sales prompts. And those prompts as well, I've got the depth included, of course, as always. I go deep on If you are sharing a carousel post, this is what slide number one needs to say. This is what slide number two needs to say. Slide number three, four, five, six, seven, blah, 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 blah. I'm giving you exactly what needs to be on each of the slides. And it's the same as well with storytelling content in your Instagram stories. It's the same with things that you are sharing on Reels, in your live streams, everything. I'm giving you the step-by-step processes within the March Sell Everyday Challenge. And so far, the ladies who are taking part in this challenge are getting phenomenal results. I'm just so happy with the results that are coming in and people messaging me saying, oh my gosh, this actually works. I've been trying to sell every day and it's not worked, because there are so many different angles as well that you can come in at with selling. So many people feel icky about selling, and it's because you don't just have to be like, here's my thing, come and buy it. That's just one tiny way of selling. There are so many ways that you can sell online, and I'm sharing them all in the March Everyday Sell Challenge. So come and join us. Come and join us in the academy, get involved and start making sales every single day. So when I had the chat with this lady, as I do with everybody, I will always give them the benefit of the doubt. I always choose to believe that people don't do things intentionally. And I always choose to believe that people aren't necessarily vindictive when they do something. And I think this has probably taken a little bit of time, actually, for me to get into this kind of a mindset and belief, because sometimes people do things unintentionally. If you are so desperate for your business to work, you can sometimes do something that you wouldn't normally have done in any normal situation. So I understand the pressure, the strain that some people are under, the lack of clients and things like that. They're really wanting their business to grow and to survive, but there are right and wrong ways to go about it. And copying off somebody, it is wrong. But at the same time, if this does happen to you, don't just kick off. Don't just kick off. Just give people the benefit of the doubt. Approach them in the way that I would. And then everything always ends nicely as well. And tell them to change the post. And also, for the benefit of them, I'll say, just don't copy. There's no point copying off anyone. Don't even copy off like the multimillionaires, because they are in a different position now with their business. They are in a completely different position to what you are right now. Their audience is different. Their messaging's different. And also, they are different, the way that they are, their personality, like everything. There are so many differences, so many factors that come into play with content. It just has to come from you. This is the thing, the depth has to come from you, and it has to be your unique spin on it and your unique spin on the world and your personality and absolutely everything. So anyway, come on into the academy. We're getting deep on this next month. Another question that I wanted to discuss with you today came from a lady who had binge listened to all of my podcast episodes, which is amazing. The Fast Messy Action podcast is more than a year old now, and I love doing podcasting. I absolutely love this. So she binge listened to all of my podcast episodes and said, do you think this is why you are so successful in business? What happened in your childhood when your brothers died and all of this? So I put so many different things, so many different life experiences down to my success in business. But one of the things that I do always say is, it's okay, no one died. And that is the reason why. When you've had a close family member, relative, a very close friend, someone dear to you who has passed away, nothing ever is going to be as bad as that, like ever again. Nothing ever will be as bad as that. So I think having that perspective on the world makes me do things a lot quicker and not worry about the consequences of, oh, what if that goes wrong? What if that doesn't work? It's okay, no one died. I'll quickly send out emails with random links on or whatever. It's okay, no one died. I'll put out pieces of content with grammar issues, spelling mistakes and all of that. It's okay, no one died. So I'll always say that. I'll always have that kind of an attitude with things, because in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter? And if it's not going to matter in a week from now or a month from now, should it even matter today? Absolutely not. Don't stress about it. It's fine. Stop stressing about things that really don't matter in the grand scheme of things and just start taking fast, messy action with everything that you are doing. And another thing that I wanted to say, because I felt like something was pulling me back. So back end of 2022, going into 2023, I was doing a lot of self-development work, so much inner work. I had all the strategy. I'm always growing on the strategy because things evolve, develop. I am always investing in strategy. I've completely turned my business model on its head just recently, and I absolutely love the new way that I'm doing things. It is working so much more seamlessly. I've got so much white space on my calendar to just sit and do what I want to do. And even though last year, back in June last year, I had a lot of one-to-one clients that I was working with, and I've drastically reduced my one-to-one work and increased the amount of clients who can come inside of the membership. But I still had a lot of one-to-one clients who I was working with in private one-to-ones and in Client Attraction Sales Accelerator premium level. So I drastically reduced that to have a lot of white space on my calendar, and I feel so much more in alignment with my business model, with everything that I'm doing right now. But before then, I had these huge, massive kind of blocks, things that were holding me back, but I didn't even realize they were there. So I'd done a lot of the subconscious work, a lot of the subconscious reprogramming, all of the not good enough stuff, the stuff from childhood where I wasn't good enough, my writing wasn't good enough, and things like that. Being told at school that my writing was scruffy, rub it out again and start again, and I never got my pen license, and all this kind of stuff. All of these childhood things that pile on, all of this subconscious work that needs pulling out at the root for you to be able to move on and grow a really successful business. So I'd already done a lot of that work, and I already had so much strategy within my business, but I was still feeling this pullback. I still wasn't showing up as the future successful self, if you like. I wasn't showing up as the woman who was gonna grow a multi six-figure business. I wasn't showing up as that. I was pulling back, and I didn't know why. I really just didn't know why. Then an amazing lady called Emma approached me, and I've been friends with Emma for quite a long time, quite a few years. She reads people's Akashic Records. And without getting into too much detail, basically the Akashic Records will look at things like your present life, your past life, and all of that, the different timelines. So Emma read my Akashic Records, and there was different things from past lives that were holding me back. She said to me, fear came up a lot. There was a lot of fear and a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. So guilt is coming up all the time from the Akash inside of my Akashic Records. So she said to me, okay, what happened around this date? What happened when you were this age? What happened when you were this age? And really pinpointed a lot of the ages that I was at when things happened. Some of the things were in this lifetime. So say, for example, age 7 came up. There was a lot of fear around the age 7. I had a lot of nightmares when I was 7. That was when my brother died of a brain tumour. I had nightmares, and I'd think, who's next? Because my other brother Daniel died when he was a baby, and then Carl died when he was almost 9 and I was 7. He died of a brain tumour. And I would always think, who's next? Is it me or my sister? Who's going to die next? And I had these recurring nightmares that we had a fire in the kitchen. We used to have one of those old chip pans, and I would always have a nightmare of a chip pan fire in my bedroom. My bed actually was right above where the chip pan was in the kitchen, and I'd just be stuck in this fire and burning to death and couldn't get out, and then I'd wake up. I had this recurring nightmare all the time. I went through quite a bad stage at school. I was very anxious. I had a lot of fear at the age of 7. This came up on my Akashic Records. So there was a few things that came up from past lives and present. So present life as in like this lifetime, and also past lives, like 6 lifetimes ago, I was a man and I wasn't very nice to my wife. And all of the shame around that is still exists inside of my soul. And it's the same for everybody, because energy always exists, and you only have to speak to a scientist, a physicist, or anybody to tell you this. Energy cannot disappear ever. Even when you die, your energy lives on. It goes into some other life form somewhere else. Energy cannot, basically not exist. Your energy carries on. Whether you go into another soul or your energy just exists somewhere else. So basically, our souls have been around since the Big Bang, probably even before that, whatever. Whatever time started, our energy has been around since then. We are all made of stardust. We are all from the Big Bang. And our energy lives on. When we die, our energy and our soul just continues on its journey. So when you think about that, our souls already existed somewhere else in some other form before. And because we are energy, we are still hanging on to certain feelings, because feelings still exist within our soul. those feelings could be from a past life. So one of the things that I had was all of this shame, this fear, and I would never, ever, ever want to leave anybody behind. Even if people weren't wanting to help themselves, I just didn't want to leave anybody behind ever. This whole people-pleasing thing was just here and looking after everybody, being like Mother Teresa, just looking after everybody. Nobody gets left behind. But with my kind of a business, me wanting to work with women who are here to change the world, the ones who are going all in, the ones who are taking fast, messy action, the ones who are dedicated to this, who are like, you know what, I am doing this and I'm showing up for this and I'm going to do it. And of course, we all have bad days. Everybody does. We all have bad weeks. But at the same time, you still know within your soul that you are here to do amazing things in this planet, and you are gonna do it anyway, regardless of what shows up. These are my people. These are the people that I work with. And I would always try and pull people along who just didn't want to be pulled along. Said that they maybe did, but would never ever take action. And I got kind of stuck, if you like, in this huge cycle of trying to pull people along who just didn't want to, just didn't want to put in the effort, didn't want to do it. Maybe expecting me to do it, and I was doing a lot of work for other people back then, and it was just a lot. I just didn't like the idea of leaving anybody behind at all. And it also came up that in my past life, I had a strong Catholic tie, and it was very strong to the Catholic Church. And I was the mother, the carer, the one that wouldn't leave anybody behind. I cared for everybody and everybody's children and everything. And I kind of probably still do a lot of that in this lifetime, but at the same time, it did not serve me in my business. I needed a lot of clearing, a lot of energy work, a lot of stuff clearing out, if you like. And it's not just a case of having your Akashic records read, it's the clearing afterwards. It's doing the energy work afterwards. Reclaim parts of your fragmented soul, because your soul can fragment away when you are doing things that maybe aren't in alignment with you. So say, for example, six lifetimes ago when I was a man and I wasn't very nice to my partner at the time and I was abusive towards her, that shame was still living within my energy, within my soul, and it had fragmented away and I had to reclaim that. So the soul retrieval healing process, it took 21 days to do this healing process, and it was a repeatable process that I did over and over and over and over and over and over again. And also cutting ties with past lives and with ancestors, and there'll be ancestors, and it was so fascinating what came up. So one of the things that Emma did, she said, you've got an ancestor on your father's side, passed away when she was fairly young, talking in her 40s. Her name is Floral. It's something to do with Floral. And she is protecting you. She's keeping you safe. She's keeping you out of harm's way. She doesn't want you to grow your business because she feels like it's going to open you up to, you know, lots of different other possibilities, and she wants to keep you safe. So even though the tie, this ancestral tie, was to keep me safe, it was a bad tie because it was still holding me back. And this was also fascinating to me because I thought, oh my gosh, somebody in the 40s with a Floral name who passed over in her 40s with a Floral name on my dad's side, my dad's mother. So my grandmother was called Florence. She passed over in her 40s. And I was like, how could you know this? And it just came through from my Akashic records. I'm like, how do you know this stuff? Like, it was so fascinating to me. I was like, how could you possibly know this? It's just, I was always so skeptical beforehand, but you know what? After doing all of this work and also doing the energy clearing after, it's not just enough to have your Akashic records read. That is just one part. It's getting them read. You can do this yourself, by the way, but I had somebody do it for me. Emma did it for me. She was incredible. So she did it for me. She also did all of my energy clearing. And Emma's coming on the retreat, by the way, as well. If any of you are coming on the CASA retreat to Mallorca and in the mastermind, Emma's going to be in there. She is amazing at this stuff. And all of this stuff came out. All of this stuff came out, but she also helped me to heal it. And I also had a lot of other healing work as well afterwards to still clear a lot of this stuff out, because it's not just a case of having one healing session and that's it, it's done. Multiple are needed because there are lots of different layers to this work. And after doing all of this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel free now. It's just a weird sensation. It's a weird feeling. This whole thing that was pulling me back before no longer pulls me back. The whole things that were holding me back from never leaving anybody behind and working lots and lots and lots of hours because I'd be doing lots of work for other people, putting in so many hours with other people, trying to get them to move. But then people who don't want to move and never put on this planet to move, they're never going to move. They might say they want to, but if they're not taking action, if they don't want to move, then it's always going to stay a dream for them. I'm here to work with the people who are taking action on their dreams. This is what I'm here to do. And these are the people who are moving. And everything feels just so much more in alignment for me now because I'm no longer convincing people to move. I'm no longer saying, come on, come on, let's get you to do this. Let's do this. Let's do this together. Come on, this piece of content or this needs to do this. For somebody who's got the resistance and doesn't even want to show up and do it anyway, I'm no longer convincing those people. I'm here to help the people who are showing up and then help them to make it better, help them to learn in a much, much better way the things that they can be doing online that is so much better, following a better strategy, following a better plan, better leadership, better motivation, better energy, better everything to make them really jump forward, quantum leap within their business, because this is within reach for everybody who's willing to put in the work. Like, this is for everyone. This is for everyone. And this work as well, and the way that I teach, the way that I show, the way that I do it myself, all of this is also building a time freedom business. So yes, it's putting in the work on the front end. Yes, in your first year or two, you may be working longer hours, but you know what? It's so much better than working 40-hour weeks in corporate in a job that you don't like until retirement age. Working just 2 hours, taking a massive shortcut with my learnings and working just a few hours more every week to put all of these things into place so that you can have freedom forever in your business and change the world at the same time. I mean, what is there not to love about this? It's like you cannot not come into the Casa Academy and get all of this amazing good stuff. Oh, it's just incredible. I'm just so in love with this work and also in love with the clients who are taking action and making this happen. So if you are like, you know what, I've been dancing around the fence for a while. I've been skirting around the outskirts and just dipping my toe and thinking, oh, I just want to go all in now. Now is the time. Do it now. If you are listening to this now, you are here for a reason. Do it now. You need to do it now and you need to take action. You need to come on in, get the right strategy, get the right energy, get the right mindset work, beliefs, absolutely everything, leadership skills. Come on into the Casa Academy because you get all of this. You get it all included. Come on in and I hope to see you on the inside to grow this incredible, impactful, amazing business where you're just going to change lives on a global scale and you are changing lives daily. Come on into the Casa Academy. I'll put the link in the show notes below and I really hope to see you on the inside. Let's do this and let's do it together. You get to decide how you make the world a better place today. So start today. Do it now.